Daf is Yuma Daf Samachay. It's a difficult daf to summarize, difficult daf to learn the first time, let alone summarize. But there is a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. If you have two seirim, one la Hashem, one la Azazel, and then let's say the mashal the seir la Azazel dies. So the Mishnah says you have to take two new seirim, declare one of them la Azazel, that will take the place of the dead one, and the other one la Hashem. But now what you're left with is two seirim la Hashem, one from the first set whose partner died, and one from the second set. So which one do you actually use? So Rav says you use the one from the first set. Rabbi Yochanan says use the one from the second set. So this machlokas is takes up the better part of a daf and a half, and the Gemara tries to prove who's right. So in the beginning of today's daf, we have two more rayas from our Mishnah that Rav is in fact correct, and that pretty much fits into the general theme that our Mishnah works much better with Rav. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't really fit with our Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan works much better with a brisa. In fact, the way the Gemara turns out is that only according to Rav can you really read our Mishnah properly as being speaking about having two machlokas in between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. Both the machlokas in terms of what we do with the extra seir, do we let it die like Rabbi Yehuda says, or do we just let it graze till it develops a mum and sell it and use the money to buy a nedava like the Rabbanan say, and which seir is the one in question that we have to deal with, that we have that issue with. Then after the two dots, the Gemara just comments on Rabbi Yehuda's statement at the end of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says that if the seir mishtalech dies, so then you take the dam, even though you haven't done anything with the dam yet, you take the dam of the seir la'ashem and you pour it out because you're going to have to do everything over again. So the Gemara says, why? When the seir mishtalech dies, it already has finished. It's already done nasas mitzvaseh. It's already had its mitzvah done with it. The main mitzvah is the mitzvah of Hagrala. You did the Hagrala already. So why would that invalidate the Seir La'ashem? So the Gemara says it's a Gzeres HaKasuv, that we need the Seir La'azazel to be alive through the Shas Matan Damim Shel Chavero, through the time that we actually place the blood of the Seir La'ashem in all the places that it needs to be placed. Then the rest of the daf deals with one basic question, and the Gemara provides five answers to this question, four in the daf that we learned today. The basic question is as follows. In a case where someone sends his machtsa shekel money through a shliach to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and it gets lost, so he takes new machtsa shekel money to replace the old one, and then they find the old machtsa shekel money, so he's got two sets of machtsa shekel. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no problem, use one for this year, and one will count for next year. So apparently Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that when you have two of something that were designated for this year, you're allowed to save one for the following year, in the following year. The problem is that very same Rabbi Yehuda says that if you lose one of the Seirim, if you lose the Seirim or the par of Yom HaKippurim, the halach, and you're mafresh another one in its place, and then you find the original one, that same Rabbi Yehuda says, kulan yamusu, that they have to be left to die, that you're not allowed to save it for the following year. Why is it by machsa shekel we allow you to save it for the following year, and by the seirim we don't? So answer number one, the Gemara suggested, was maybe by the seir or the power of Yom Kippur it's worse, because if you save it for the following year, it will turn out it was purchased with the previous year's money. And the halach is, the karbanos need to be purchased with that year's money. The Gemara rejects that answer, but that's the answer the Gemara first suggests. Then the Gemara suggests the second answer, Rabbi Zera suggests, because the goral cannot be koveya mishana l'chavirta. The goral was koveya, this seir is a seir la'ashem, this seir is a seir la'azazel. That goral from this year is not going to be able to be koveya, what's going to be, which seir is going to be what, for next year. The Gemara rejects that answer as well. Then the Gemara says that Amru Rabban Kameda Abaye, a third answer, that it's a Gezeru Mishum Chata Shemesu Baaleha. If the Kohen Gadol dies in the interim year, in the intervening year, it will turn out that you're bringing a Karban Chatas that belongs to him, but he's dead and you're not allowed to bring a Karban Chatas that the Bailim of the Karban died. The Gemara rejects that answer as well, because that only works for the power that the Kohen Gadol himself is the Bailim, but it doesn't work for the Sar. And the final answer of the Gemara says, at least final one in today's daf, it's not the final one, the Gemara says that maybe it's a gzeira mishum chatos sha'avra shnasa, that we're afraid if we allow you to use these same animals next year, you're going to come to use a chatos that's more than a year old, and you're not allowed to use a chatos that's more than a year old. The Gemara points out, It's not just that you're going to come to use a chatas that's more than a year old. This, by definition, will be a chatas that's more than a year old. It's from the previous year. The Gemara says, no, maybe the way we count the year in terms of the age of the chatas is by the solar calendar, so it's 365 days. So maybe it will still be within its first year from that cheshbon, but it's a gzeira mishum chatas shemesu ba'ala, that a chatas shavra shnasa, that if you allow it, people will come to allow a carbon chatas that's in fact more than a year old. Thank you.